Hello, this is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here in the fraud department. Just give me one second and I'll get your account pulled up so I can better assist you. Okay, can you verify your first and last name, please?
Lene Rittenhill.
Alrighty, thank you for that. And go ahead and verify that address for security purposes on your behalf.
3575 Jewel Road.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Alright, I got the account pulled up. Give me one second so I can proceed with the fraud claim for you. Just waiting for it to load up. Alrighty, thank you so much for holding for me. So I do see here the, go ahead and verify the last four of your card. Let me make sure that your card was being billed.
9269.
Alright, thank you. So it does look like here someone entered in to win a cookware for $5.75 back on October the 18th. Did you recall ever purchasing that?
No, I don't even know who you are.
Okay, no problem. It was just to enter in to win. It was a welcoming gift that we offered whoever had access to your card for the cookware for $5.74. And once they entered in with your card information, they did enter into a discount membership store where basically you would receive a $125 voucher in your email so that you're able to purchase our gadgets each month.
Excuse me. I never made a purchase. I don't
understand,
know who you
ma'am.
Are.
That's why I said whoever did with your card information. That's how
well,
this
are you going
got to happen. I can do the fraud claim. You have to let me handle the call first, ma'am. I do need to verify some information first before I can proceed with the fraud claim. Can you verify your email address for me?
Quincy132@Yahoo.
All right, thank you so much. And then you did verify the last four of your cards. So the information that was manually put in on this account when it was created, it doesn't look like it's your email, as well as your phone number and your address. Usually when it's fraud, they'll send it to their address and not put your information on there. Do you know of anyone in your household that could have purchased this for the $5.74?
No, I live alone.
Okay, no problem. We can go ahead and file it as fraud. We just want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges will result into penalties such as a fine, just as long as you're sure no one in your household made the purchase for $5.74 on October the 18th, then we can go ahead and proceed with the claim for you today.
There is another charge on here for $67.32.
Mm-hmm. And I explained why that was on your card, ma'am, but I don't think you're listening here, Ms. Rittenhouse. I'm letting you know that that was the reason you were being billed the $67. Whoever had access to your card and made the purchase for $5.74, they enrolled into a discount membership store. That was the only way that you can make the purchase. That's why I said, did you make the purchase for $5.74 or anyone in your household do it?
No, there's no, okay. I live alone. There's no one here.
No problem. So what we're going to do is we do temporarily refund you back for the charges on your account. So that will be $67.32 and the $5.74. What we will do is we will track down the IP address, which was the computer or the mobile device that it was originally ordered from for $5.74. So we can see who exactly had, you know, access with all of your information. Because it looks like they have your personal information, which is like your email, as well as even your phone number. So I can go ahead and get that claim started. Then again, those refunds take about 3 to 5 business days, the temporary refunds, and I can give you a refund number. You just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, it's R as in refund, 2622-2552.
That's not a number I can call.
I'm sorry?
You said the number is R2622-2552?
Mm-hmm, which is a refund confirmation number. That's not a number you have to contact. We're handling it here, and we're doing your fraud claim for you, and we're also sending all this information over to your bank as well.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you. You've been an amazing help. Thank you.
You have a great night. Thanks for calling customer support.